A couple of days later, before the entrance to Paul's laboratory, I encountered a terrible stench. So overpowering was it that it was easy to discover the source. A mass of putrescent matter on the doorstep, which in general outlines resembled a dog. Paul was startled when he investigated my find. It was his invisible dog, or rather, what had been his invisible dog, for it was now plainly visible. It had been playing about but a few minutes before in all health and strength. Closer examination revealed that the skull had been crushed by some heavy blow. While it was strange that the animal should have been killed, the inexplicable thing was that it should so quickly decay. "The reagents I injected into his system were harmless," Paul explained. "Yet they were powerful, and it appears that when death comes, they force practically instantaneous disintegration. Remarkable. Most remarkable. Well, the only thing is not to die. They do not harm so long as one lives. But I do wonder who smashed in that dog's head." Light, however, was thrown upon this when a frightened housemaid brought the news that Gaffer Bedshaw had that very morning, not more than an hour back, gone violently insane and was strapped down at home in the Huntsman's Lodge, where he raved of a battle with a ferocious and gigantic beast that he had encountered in the Titchlorne pasture. He claimed that the thing, whatever it was invisible, that with his own eyes he had seen that it was invisible, wherefore his tearful wife and daughters shook their heads, and wherefore he but waxed the more violent, and the gardener and the coachman tightened the straps by another hole.